I'd like now to welcome to the program Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us every Friday. Speaking of the arts, bienvenido.
Good morning.
And Michelle LaFlamme Childs has buzzed in.
Hello.
She's from the Santa Fe Art Institute, and they've got a lot of stuff coming up.
We do have a bunch of stuff coming up.
What's coming up?
This Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Art Institute, Nancy Holt is doing a book release for her new beautiful book, Sightlines. She'll be there.
What's
doing
it about?
Well, it's about her work. Nancy Holt is a large-scale land art sculptor. And she has, it's a beautiful hardcover book of her work. It's a sort of a retrospective of her work. It's got interviews in it, essays in it by Lucy Lepard and a lot of other interesting folks. The book, she'll do a short presentation at the Art Institute in the lounge, and then she'll do a book signing in the library.
Excellent.
So that's on Sunday. Thursday evening is a special fundraiser for the Art Institute. It's the first in our series of architectural tours of Santa Fe. So Thursday evening, it's a tour of the Thornburg. Now, they have a very specific way they like their name said. Thornburg Investment Management Campus, which is a Legarreta building. It's a LEED certified building, which is an environmental certification, and it's absolutely beautiful. So there is a fee for that, obviously, because it's a fundraiser. You can go to sfai.org and get all that information.
Or
and there's a series of them.
Or 424-5050.
Or you could call us at 424-5050 after 9 when we're open.
Yeah, right.
And there's a series of those that the information is available on the website and our blog. And then lastly, on Friday night, we have a lecture by artist and educator Kim Stringfellow. She's a environmental artist. She does work related to built environment, land use, things like that. And she is a multimedia artist. She does just every kind of work you can imagine in about those issues. She'll be speaking on Friday night at Tipton Hall at 6. There's a small fee for that. And then she'll have a two-day workshop Saturday and Sunday if there's enough interest, 10 to 4 at the Art Institute.
Excellent.
So lots of stuff. And that's all just next week.
And that's all just the Santa Fe Art Institute. Santa Fe Art Institute, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't been down there, is a wonderful building. It's also a Legarreta building.
It is a Legarreta building. Oh, and I forgot
Legarreta
to mention,
being a famous architect who uses colors and form very beautifully.
Yeah, it's a lot of color. He's really wonderful. He's a Mexican architect. Kim Stringfellow's work is also up at the Art Institute, along with the work of Yves-André Larame, who also does environmental activist type art through May 31st.
Excellent. Michelle LaFlamme Childs from the Santa Fe Art Institute, thank you for being with us.
Thank you as always, Mary Charlotte.
And now go open the building.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Hey, Rob DeWalt.
What's up?
So, yeah, you tell me what's up. What's going on?
Well, there's way too much. I mean, everybody's...
I know, it's spring.
It's spring. Spring has sprung, and I don't think it's going to snow this weekend. So that's awesome.
It's not going to snow this weekend?
No, it's not going to snow this weekend.
Well, then.
Well, it better not, because there's all kinds of fun stuff happening, especially, everyone is talking about the Dew Return.
Yes, the Dew Return.
Just heard the interview,
uh-huh.
Or part of it anyway, when I was driving in,
trying to
stay away.
No, and that's fantastic. I went over there, and it is every day during the... one of the things that Meow Wolf does so well is they can envision this huge thing, and then as you're watching it in process... You think, gee, I wonder if they're going to really pull this off. Like,
yeah.
What the heck? And then when you see the final thing, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
Well, the wonderful thing about the Dew Return is that, I mean, there were a lot of hands and minds involved in this project, you know, up to and probably more than 100 people.
Yeah,
doing
definitely.
Doing sort of hands-on work and mentorship and that sort of thing. And you know, I think we both went down there during the construction, and as always happens when they did their habitat exhibit last year, when they had a space to call their own, it was the same thing. People were like, "How are they going to pull this off?"
Yeah.
But they have an entire community behind them.
Yeah.
And
that community is called us.
Yes. And
and the many volunteers who actually jump in and do stuff.
Well, they were smart. They reached out to a larger community. They reached out to Kickstarter.com and raised a lot of money. You know, they reached out to, they did the site Santa Fe Spread thing, which I think is awesome. Raised more money there than I think was expected.
Yeah.
So I'm stoked. There was a sort of a press preview last night that I couldn't make, and I know that I'm going to try and make it tonight, but, you know, and it's because of space and because of the largesse of the ship, I mean, it's 70 feet long and 25 feet
it's
wide.
It's very, very big.
They can only have 25 people in there, or 300 people in there. at a time. So at it's a like time. In and out. Yeah. So bring a shawl, bring an umbrella, bring
Meow
something
Wolf,
to read.
You heard it here first on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Right. And you know, bring cash because they want a donation. But also, you know, there's going to be a little cocktail area.
Cocktails.
But they're not going to be taking credit cards.
Oh, okay.
So bring
cash. They also have this cool, you can buy a round patch to sew onto your blue jean jacket that says the due return. It's super cool.
Are they selling patches?
I got one. Yeah, yeah.
I saw the design for the patch,
it's
but
nice.
I didn't. Yeah. Actually, Vince emailed me yesterday. Apparently, there was a story in Albuquerque's The Alibi, and somebody actually attributed a photograph to me. I didn't take the photograph, by the way, just so I don't get into any trouble.
Not guilty as charged.
Right. But you know, the thing is going to be up through, I believe, July 10th. So there's plenty of time to see it, but early support is always important.
I recommend going to the opening tonight, and then I recommend also going another time when there's not a lot of people there, like on a Tuesday afternoon or something like that.
Yeah. Check out the Jubiturn website, or you could go to page 32 in Pasatiempo
right. And
read a wonderful story by me.
No. Now, strange as it may sound, there are other things going on besides
Meow
Wolf.
Absolutely, and this is my day. This is actually my day. I'm going to go to Brink. Well, I might go to the Jubiturn first, but Brink is a collaborative dance, music, and theater production by students and faculty from the New Mexico School for the Arts.
Yes.
And I'm going with a proud mom of one of the students tonight at 8 p.m., and that's at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center over there on West San Francisco Street.
Yes, they wrote to me. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get them on the air this week, but definitely check it out. New Mexico School for the Arts, it's wonderful that they're there and that they're getting the community audience support for their public presentations like this.
Yeah. And we've talked about this before. It's a fairly intensive program. These kids are dedicated to what they do.
Yeah,
and
they better
be. And so are the faculty.
Yep.
So it's going to be a great show. You can get tickets at the Lenzic, of course, 988-1234, ticketsantafe.org. That's happening tonight. There's tons of other openings. Oh, I forgot. The 20th annual El Dorado Studio Tour starts, well, it really starts tomorrow, but there's sort of a kickoff tonight at the La Tienda Shopping Center on Caliente Road out there in El Dorado, and that is from 5 to 7:30 p.m. There's
what
gonna
does
be
kickoff
some,
mean? Wine and cheese?
Yeah, there's going to be, well, refreshments. I'm not sure what that means.
Right.
But I don't
know. Yeah, these days it probably means Kool-Aid and...
Cheese can be refreshing. but anyway, there's a preview gallery that's sort of at La Tienda Shopping Center. They have their own sort of gallery set up. So there's a gala opening at 7:30 from 5 to 7:30 p.m. tonight, and then the tour itself is from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. If you go to eldoradostudiotour.org, you can get a list of the artists. There's 110 artists this year.
And speaking of El Dorado, Songwriters in the Round, tonight at 7:30 at the Santa Fe Performance Exchange, songwriters featuring Sean Halen, John O'Manson, and Tim Wilford. 7:30 Santa Fe Performance Exchange is at 7 Caliente Road in El Dorado, and you can go to brownpapertickets.com or santafeperformanceexchange.org or call 466-3116.
Cool. I think it's Wyford. Isn't it Tim Wyford? Yeah.
Oh, I said... Oh, right. I read it wrong.
Okay.
Thank you.
Speaking of El Dorado, just one more time, because I'm a kid at heart and I love cowboys. Wild West Day on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at La Tienda Shopping Center. There's going to be stagecoach rides, roping, blacksmithing demonstrations, live music, and a large-scale installation by artist Tom Ross titled Buffalo Bill and the Indians. It's like all of these little, I want to say that they're life-size sort of installation pieces that are sort of set up outside, so it's pretty cool.
Cool.
And that's basically free, but there's a horseshoe toss tournament, and there's a registration fee to benefit Bienvenidos, which is a local hunger prevention nonprofit.
Excellent.
If you go to latiendaeldorado.com, you can get more information on that event. Okay, so El Dorado's got it going on.
All right. Meanwhile, here in Santa Fe, at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation at 107 West Barcelona, tomorrow at 4 o'clock, chocolate tasting.
What?
It says a perfect gift for Mother's Day, but Mother's Day was last weekend, so you can have post-Mother's Day.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's they're gonna learn all about chocolate trees and chocolate seeds and how chocolate is made and have chocolate tasting with Mark Cicenti, chocolate historian and chocolatier and chef and instructor and all kinds of things. He's a chocolate guy. There's a fee. for reservations, let's see, you can go to, you can write to slowfoodsantafe@gmail.com or call 983-0062. I'm assuming you can kind of just show up too, but you can go to Slow Food Chocolate Tasting at, no, just Google it.
Just Google
too many letters in this website.
Just Google the thing. Oh my gosh, on Saturday, speaking of a kid at heart, Battlefield New Mexico, the Civil War and more. There's going to be Battlefield reenactments at, where's it? Oh, El Rancho de las Golondrinas out there on Los Pinos Road. Now, this event is Saturday and Sunday. If you go to golondrinas.org, you can get more information. Of course, there's a fee to get in, but it's minimal, and it's a good time. These guys really put on, and gals, put on a great show.
It sounds like more of a guy thing, if I may say so.
You know, I suppose.
Battlefield reenactments?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the Civil War, there weren't that many women soldiers.
I dare say.
But also on Saturday, if you're not into, like, you know, the war thing, you can go to El Día de la Gente, the Community Days, which is happening on the plaza from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. There's going to be Soul Fire is going to be performing, Jerry Nelson Blues Band, a whole bunch of other folks are going to be performing. There's going to be nonprofit organization booths and food vendors and all kind of stuff. Not sure if we're going to be allowed to sit on the grass or not. Don't know that. But it's from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on the plaza. There is no charge. And hey, even if you're not going to the event, on Saturday, all city-owned parking lots, no charge.
Nice.
On Saturday.
Excellent. You're so, park just for the sake of it.
Just drive down there. Like, even if you've got other stuff to do, just go down and sit in your car in a parking space just to revel in
inside
it.
Inside the parking garage,
just like, oh
where
my
it's
God,
where it's
I can't
gray.
Believe how totally free this is. It's awesome.
Santa Fe High School presents Shifting Reflections, an advanced student art show. The opening reception is today from 5 to 7 at the Georgia O'Keeffe Education Annex building. And my friend Lori Andrews, who is a wonderful art teacher there, wrote to me about this. And check it out. When you're downtown going to all the other things, check out what the young people are doing. I mean, these are high school kids, Santa Fe High, who have an excellent art program.
Yes.
Shifting Reflections.
Also, let's see, on Sunday, actually, the Food Depot's Empty Bowls Project is on Sunday. You can enjoy soups provided by local restaurants served in bowls crafted by New Mexico potters to benefit Northern New Mexico's food bank, which always needs replenishing in these trying times.
Very, very important.
There's going to, let's see, what else? Kamusha Women's Marimba Ensemble is going to be performing. There's going to be a silent auction. That is from noon to 2 p.m. in Alumni Hall on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design over there on St. Michael's Drive. If you go to thefooddepot.org, you can find out more information. There's a fee for admission and there's a fee for the bowl, but everything goes to support the Northern New Mexico Food Bank.
Yeah, and if you do it every year, you can collect bowls from that. From all that, and people can amass years worth of these wonderful
bowls.
Right,
you can throw out all your dishes you bought at IKEA that break anyway, and use the
ones
nice
from Kmart never break.
No.
I have these bowls. You can try to smash them against the cement; they won't break.
Really?
Yep.
Do your dogs use them too?
No, they have metal bowls. Mm. Art Cats presents Santa Fe premier soul and funk group Soultastic at the Ore House Milagro, 139 West San Francisco. Every other Friday from May 13th until the 24th of June. So it's from 10 p.m. until 1 a.m. It says, come dance your heart out.
Hey, I got this
And I think there's also still salsa at the lodge with DJ Sofrito.
I understand there's a new restaurant up there, too.
At the lodge?
At the lodge. It's called Los Cuates.
The twins.
Yeah, I think they had some kind of a gala opening celebration. I'm not sure what they did. I'm not sure, but on Cinco de Mayo.
Huh.
And so now they're up and running.
Excellent.
Oh, before I forget,
it's not really twins.
I got this late in the day yesterday. Zane Bennett Contemporary Art over there on Guadalupe Street is having their fourth annual open hands auction. And that is tonight from 5 to 7:30 p.m. If you call 428-2320, you can get more details. Open Hands, a great organization.
One of
the reasons that they're doing this is that, you know, they've put their old building up for sale over there off Rodeo Road. And there was some confusion in the community about whether or not Open Hands would still be operating. And I assure you that they are. And this is a way for people to come in and not only support the organization, but to learn how they're going to continue after this building is sold. So
Excellent.
I think that's really important.
All right. Why are they selling the building? Just to raise
it's
money?
It's an upkeep. I went to the building. I actually judged some kind of a food competition there a year or 2 years ago. And it's huge. It takes a lot of maintenance, and it's expensive. And for an organization like Open Hands, which, you know, I mean, depends on the community for a lot of support, it's hard to keep that upkeep is just too difficult. So, you know, in the interest of downsizing without sacrificing any of their programs, they have to get rid of the building. So good luck to them. And that is tonight from 5 to 7:30 p.m. There's all kinds of openings this weekend. You know, not as many in the Pasatiempo calendar as last weekend. I think there were like 33 last weekend. For some reason, there's less this weekend.
Fewer.
Fewer. The editor getting edited. That's so sad.
Yeah, well.
Argo Studio Gallery. Oh, gosh. Why did I pick that one? No, I'm kidding. If I pronounce this name wrong, I'm so sorry. Kathy Kollwitz. And contemporaries. Prints from the Robert Bell Collection, work by German Expressionists. Reception 4 to 7 p.m. tonight over there at Argo's Studio and Gallery on Louisa Street. That's up through May. There's a story in today's Pasatiempo on page 36. I'm definitely sure you're worth seeing. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I loved it. I love the work.
Yeah.
I was kind of jealous I didn't get that story, but that's another story.
Santa Fe, Carrie.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Go right ahead.
Really, thank
you. It's your show.
No, really.
I'm just here for the coffee.
Santa Fe Farmers Market Institute Wednesday night movie series presents Nicotine Bees.
Ooh.
And it's there will be, let's see, Loretta McGrath from Bee Genius Honey will be there. There will be free movie food donated by the Flying Star Cafe in La Montañita. And it's the 18th of May, which is Wednesday, at 7 o'clock at the Farmers Market Hall Pavilion on Paseo de Peralta. For more information, farmersmarketinstitute.org or 983-7726. And they've got a terrific movie series over there. And I, because of the limits of time, I can't cover everything, but maybe I'll try to do the next one, because definitely worth going to their movies.
Now, is this that film about this string of pesticides that uses nicotine as a base, and they've somehow linked it to the disappearance of bees?
I don't know.
I think that's what it's about. But also, did you read recently there was something about how cell phones are harmful to bees?
Yes.
That's scary.
It is scary.
It is scary. I mean, I don't know many bees that use cell phones, but they should stop immediately.
Do you use cell phones?
This is cool.
Nicotine-based pesticide may explain bee colony collapse.
That's
yep.
sad.
Time for organic farming, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Time to buy organic. I've actually finally made the switch over to buying as much organic food as I can. I resisted for years because it's a lot more expensive. But sometimes it's not even that much more expensive. You have to just shop more carefully.
Yeah.
But it's really important.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're contributing to bee colony collapse and Lord knows what else.
Lord knows what else. That reminds me that tomorrow is, and I forget what the official name for it is, but the United States Postal Service is collecting food donations tomorrow. So in the morning, go through your cupboards, make room for all that great organic stuff, and put non-perishable food items in a plastic bag or whatever bag you can muster, and hang them out by your mailbox, because the postman will come by and pick them up, and they'll be distributed to food banks all across the state.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's excellent. Saturday. Yeah, tomorrow, Saturday the 14th. I got to tell people about Ephraim, not sure how to pronounce it, but Eden Pearlstein, who is a New York hip-hop artist, a rapper, and who does a lot of sort of I don't want to call him a Jewish rapper, but he does a lot of rapping on the subject of the chosen people.
Really?
And yes, but he also does a lot of he rhymes about a lot of other stuff, and I love this guy's style. He's going to be performing at 7 p.m. on the 14th at Corazon, along with State of the Mingo, which is our fun little local hip hop collective, and then there's Glad as Knives, Watermelon 7, and DJs Werewolf Micah and Shark Siren, aka I believe Miss Ginger. That's at 9 p.m. Saturday at Corazon. If you go to CorazonSantaFe.com, you can find out about that show and all others happening at that venue.
And remember, no group owns any genre of music.
That's true.
It's true.
That's why I was reluctant to call him a Jewish rapper.
Well, it's identifier.
He's a rapper who happens to be Jewish.
Well, if he's singing Jewish subjects or rapping, rhyming.
Yeah.
Tonight, at Collected Works Bookstore, Susan McDuffie and Marie Romero Cash, whom we had on the air the other day, all too briefly, unfortunately, but they're wonderful writers. They're both mystery writers. One is set her book in, I think it was 14th century Scotland, and the other in present-day Santa Fe. And it's so vivid that we already live here, but you're really, you feel like you're there.
You feel like you're there, and you are, so it's like a double whammy.
Both wonderful writers, and they'll be talking to each other tonight at 6 o'clock at the Collected Works Bookstore, and then Sunday at 2 in the afternoon, the launch of Spring 2011 New Mexico Poetry Review, numerous readings from local poets, and the new edition of this Spring Poetry Review, New Mexico Poetry Review, features 5 new poems by Dr. N. Scott Momaday.
Sweet.
And then on Monday, the 16th, the Santa Fe Alliance and the New Mexico Green Chamber of Commerce present Carol Sanford, author of Responsible Business, Reimagining Sustainability and Success. And Carol Sanford is on a mission to create a better world through business. And so she's doing it on a pretty big scale. Then Tuesday on the 17th at 6 o'clock, also at Collected Works Bookstore, Swaya presents, Collected Works and Swaya present Don James and One Nation, One Year, a photographic journey that transcends borders, languages, distance, time, and cultural barriers. For 1 year, Navajo photographer Don James drove from one side of the Navajo Nation to the other and documented everything he saw along the way. He traveled by dirt road, horseback, on foot, and as a hitchhiker. He took 105,000 photographs.
Oh, my God.
Some of which will be at Collected Works. And then on Thursday, Tres Hombres, and Phil Geronimo, Tommy Archuleta, and Christopher Johnson. They are three young men poets, and they will be reading on Thursday at 6 o'clock. And I'm going to have them on, well, actually, I think two of the Tres Hombres, next week.
Oh, cool.
Because the third one can't make it.
You can't make it?
No. It's very sad.
That's sad.
On Wednesday, I'm going to pimp the paper here for a second. Brain Power and a Brown Bag Lecture. The series continues with Frontier Journalism, the oldest paper in the newsiest place, by our fearless managing editor at the New Mexican, Rob Dean. That is from noon to 12:45 p.m. in the Meme Community Room on Wednesday at the New Mexico History Museum. There's no charge. It's called Brown Bag for a reason. Bring your lunch. No one's going to feed you. You have to bring your own lunch.
Okay.
What else? Oh, Thursday, Voices Behind the Virus. The New Mexico Community AIDS Partnership and AIDS United AmeriCorps of New Mexico present a play based on true stories of people living with HIV in New Mexico at 7 p.m. on Thursday at Warehouse 21. There's a requested donation, but nobody is going to be turned away. You can find out more by going to warehouse21.org.
Tonight, Taste of Africa.
Look, yes. Michelle LaFlamme.
Yes. Issa Niafaga, who founded Hope for Tikar People.
Yes.
Hope International for Tikar People, who's a former resident of the Santa Fe Art Institute and a good friend of mine. And Soulful Presence, which is another amazing nonprofit in Santa Fe, are hosting a Taste of Africa tonight. There'll be food by Jumbo Cafe, music by Hakim and Gasali. There'll be West African dance, and in fact, our youth education and outreach director will be performing. Shayla Patton will be performing some of that African dance. All of that is a fundraiser for those organizations. It takes place tonight at El Museo Cultural, and from 5:30 to 9:30. And so, since it's a fundraiser, there is a fee. But you can call 992-0591 for more info.
And they're wonderful. That's one of my picks of the night, definitely.
Yes.
And Issa Niafaga is an incredible artist and person from Cameroon who does things like he collects money from events like this, and then he gets wheelchairs and crutches and aspirin and all kinds of, every kind of medicine, and brings it back to Cameroon and distributes it in villages near where he's from. And he's just a great-hearted person.
He really is a wonderful, wonderful guy.
And a great artist. It should be a great fun event.
Yeah.
And the food from Jumbo, my favorite.
Yeah.
So good.
Little fufu, little goat.
I eat the goat every time I go there. Just saying. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. Rob DeWalt is with us. Speaking of the arts, every Friday he's with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine, in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. And let's see, what else? We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe radio cafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc and Hector for engineering today. I forgot Hector's last name. I'm sorry. stay tuned for the BBC. I know it, but I just can't remember. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team with the fabulous Bill Dupuis and Dan Garrity. And after that, jazz a la carta.
Cool.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. One more thing. Go see Hesher. Go see Hesher at CCA.
Oh, God, that looks good.
Cinematheque. Go see the film Hesher. Mm-hmm.
Go see movies at the screen and the Cinematheque because they're wonderful and all the other theaters. Hasta la vista, baby.
Bye.
Bye.